Jesus is a heartbeat, the blood inside of my veins, the life inside of my
Hello, everyone. This is Kingdom Gives Spiritual and Body Series, and this is Kingdom Empowerment Inc. Radio. How are you today? Hope you are good. Hope you are safe. Hallelujah. We thank God for today. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So we are still praying. So the prayer continues, okay? So if we have not, we will continue to pray. And I believe you are also praying, because the scriptures say we ought to pray. And you also know that when we all join together, we can move mountains. You know, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 8, and also Deuteronomy 32:30, it says that we can put 1,000 to flight. And when we then have two people, we can then put 10,000 to flight. You can imagine when we have 3 people, 4 people, and you can just do the math. It's just so amazing that we can do much when we are united. Have you wondered what is the 1,000, the 10,000, the scripture is talking about? Those are demons. Those are demons. And yet, many of us don't realize there are demons. A lot of demons. In fact, I believe we are living in a world of demons. Because this is not our home. We have so many demons here and there. So many. You remove this, yes, another demon. You remove that, another demon. So what does that tell us? It tells us that we have to keep praying. There's no time where we say, okay, let's down our tools. Let us not pray. No, it continues until the end of the age. Like he promised that he will always be with us every time. Meaning there is war. Meaning there is something that is going to be going on. So he will always be with us to help us. Because we cannot do it by our strength. Neither can we do it by our power. It's by his spirit. So let's go in now. Let's continue now. In the name of Jesus. And by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you this morning. We bless you. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. You are awesome. You are a father. We are your children. We are here. In the name of Jesus. We need you, O God. We need you in every area of our life. In that going out, in that coming in, we need you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the life you've given us. We thank you for the hope we have in you. In the name of Jesus, direct us to the Lord. Direct us, teach us, mold us, go ahead of us in our battle. In the name of Jesus, we need to do that ever before. In the name of Jesus, excuse me. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. And at the beginning of the this year, the first week, we began to pray, and I hope you are also following up with that prayer. Okay, so it's very, very important. We all agree together. We be in unity. In the name of Jesus. Now let's thank God for what He has done for us. So important in our life. He has done great things. And he has done mighty things. And he will continue to do wonders in our life, miracles. Let's thank him for who he is and for what he has done. And we thank you for today. Thank you for all that you've done for us. All that you have done for me, done for this ministry, Dr. Donna Ghani and the family, you've done for the ministry, done for the people, the pastors, the ministers, the evangelists, the prophets, and all men of God. We thank you, O God, for our children. We thank you for our family. Thank you for our wives, our husband, our uncles, our aunties. We thank you for cousins, nephew, and so on and so forth. Father, you know all of them. We want to thank God for our friends, our relatives, our grandparents, granny, grandpa, and all of them. And we thank you for their lives. We thank you for today. We thank you, O God, for the food we eat. Thank you for the water we drink. Thank you for the life you've given us today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, that we can talk, we can sit. There are so many people who cannot do all this, Lord. Father, we are asking for your help today. Help them to do what we can do. Help them to stand if they cannot stand. Help them to walk if they cannot walk. Help them, O God, to hear if they cannot hear. Help them, O God, to talk if they cannot talk. Help them to see if they cannot see. In the name of Jesus Christ, to release the power of the Holy Ghost to flow through the airways now. In the name of Jesus, to touch every area that is not functioning well, to begin to function properly. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you that you are God. In the name of Jesus, you are the first and the last. You are the bright and the morning star. In the name of Jesus, you are the I am and the I am. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, O God. We worship you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's continue to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Father. Let's thank him for his forgiveness. Because every time we sin, we are sinners. We keep on sinning, keep on doing things that we are not supposed to do. And what we're supposed to do, we are not doing it. He said, for he who knows what to do and he does not do it, to him, it is a sin. You know what is good and you are not doing it, to him, it's a sin. So we are sinning every day. Let's ask God for his forgiveness. Father, I ask you for your forgiveness over my life, over my family, over my children, over my relatives, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for the blood you shed on the cross. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, O God, for you have forgiven us when you went on the cross. In the name of Jesus. Just as I'm asking for your forgiveness, I'm also forgiving those who have upped against me, who have done things that create offense, who have done things that I'm angry, I'm in bitterness, I'm in strife. I forgive them. I release them. In the name of Jesus, you are released. You are forgiven. In the name of Jesus, let's forgive others now. Others that may have done things to us, forgive them. Release them so that you can be forgiven. Release them so that you can be released. Ask God to give you the grace to forgive them. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for the grace for us to forgive those who have done things against us, who have done things in preparation to kill us, who have done things that are against us. Father, we ask for the grace to release them, to forgive them, to set them free in the name of Jesus. I set them free in the name of Jesus. You are set free in the name of Jesus. You are released in the name of Jesus. Any offense, you are forgiven in the name of Jesus. You are forgiven in the name of Jesus. So let's forgive now. Let's clean our hearts. Let's release every bitterness, every strife. Let's release our hearts. Clean it out in the name of Jesus. 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 Now, at this juncture, let's ask God to give us a clean heart. A clean heart. A clean heart. A heart that is clean. In the name of Jesus. Create in me a clean heart. Father, create in us a clean heart. Create in us a clean heart. A clean heart is what we desire. Father, remove every trash from our hearts. Create in us a heart that loves. A heart of love. Create in us a laugh, a heart that is joyful. A heart of joy. In the name of Jesus, create in us a heart of peace. A heart that is free of worry. A heart that is free of anxiety. Create in us a clean heart. A heart that is free of fretting. A heart that is free of worry. A heart that is free of the deceitfulness of this world, of riches. A heart that is free of the worldliness. Create in us a clean heart to God. A heart of thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. Create in us a heart of endurance. A heart of perseverance in the name of Jesus. Create in us, O God, a heart of kindness in the name of Jesus. Create in us a heart of kindness. Create in us, O God, a heart of joy, a heart of righteousness. Create in us a heart of fruitfulness. We will be fruitful in all areas of our life. We will not be barren in the name of Jesus. We will not be barren. Create in us a fruitful heart in the name of Jesus. We will be productive this year and in the years to come. We will be productive. Create in us a clean heart in the name of Jesus. A clean heart, a clean heart, a clean heart, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Aramae Nai Karamama Yokoromo, Ronde Kiremama, Soronde Yokoromo. A clean heart. A heart of love, a heart of joy, in the name of Jesus. Not a heart of gloom, in the name of Jesus. Not a heart of weeping, a heart of joy. Create in us a heart of joy, in the name of Jesus. You know, mentioning this, I just remember now that we need to pray for the victims and the family that we involve in the Ukrainian plane that crashed in Iran. What a sad story. Every time I remember, I just cannot believe what happened. It's just too much to comprehend. But we trust you, O God, that we can rely on your judgment. We can rely on what you look on this and what you can say about this. Many of us are not able to comprehend this. This is just too much, O God. Father, even as we are praying for this family, we are asking, O God, that you send your spirit of comfort to comfort the family, the children, and the entire nation of the people who were involved in the crash. Bring consolation, O God. Bring comfort. Mend the heart that is broken. The heart that is hurting. There is pain in the heart of the family. It's hot pain, Lord. You know than me, because you know every heart. Therefore, Father, we ask you, bring your peace again, bring your joy again, bring your reconciliation again, bring your joy again to this family and to the nations involved in this flood. And in fact, even to the whole world. Because even myself, I cannot believe this. I cannot. For stupid mistake, somebody's life is gone. Stupid mistake. Just playing around with buttons, and you press buttons, and somebody's life is gone instantly. Father, we are asking for your help. We need you, O God, for the spirit of comfort. Comfort the family. If they have children, they have husband, they have wife, relatives. Oh, Father, comfort them. Help them to know that they are with you in the name of Jesus. Help them to know you know best in the name of Jesus. Help them to know they are in a better place in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you in the name of Jesus. So let's continue to pray now. Give us a clean heart. Give us a clean heart. A heart that is full of goodness. A heart that doeth good. A heart that is devoid of evil. Not evil concupiscence, but a heart of good desire, not evil desire. Clean our heart away from thinking evil, from thinking evil, from anger. Remove our heart, cleanse our heart from anger in the name of Jesus. Clean our heart, O God, from planning murder. Clean our heart from planning evil. Clean our heart from meditating on evil. Clean our heart, O God, from planning death for our neighbors. Clean our heart, O God, from planning evil for our neighbors. Clean our hearts, O God. A clean heart. A clean heart is what we deserve. Give us a clean heart in the name of Jesus. Create in us a clean heart. Create in us a clean heart. A clean heart in the name of Jesus. A heart that is full of faithfulness. A heart that is full of faith. He said, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. A heart that is full of faith. A heart that is full of faith. He said, if we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. He cannot deny himself, because himself is faith. But why will he now say, I'm no more faith? So he will not go against himself. He will not contradict himself. But right now, give us that same heart, a heart of faith. A heart that will not contradict itself, a heart that will not be faithless, a heart of faithlessness we do not want in the name of Jesus. Give us a clean heart, a heart of gentleness. We'll be gentle with ourselves, we'll be gentle with others in the name of Jesus. We'll be gentle with who we come in contact with. We have a heart of gentle. He said, for you are gentle, you are meek, you are humble, in the name of Jesus. Give us a heart of self-control. We are able to control ourselves. we are not able to blow off and the sense of a small maybe talk. Maybe somebody argue with us, then we easily blow up. Give us self-control, a clean heart in the name of Jesus, a heart that is full of self-control in the name of Jesus, a heart that is full of self-control in the name of Jesus. Give me the spirit to make the right choice. Give us a heart that is full of right choice, making the right decision in the name of Jesus. A heart that is full of right choice. You are able to make a right choice, a decision that will bless us tomorrow. Not that a decision that we will regret, but a decision that blesses you, O God. A decision that moves us closer to you in the name of Jesus. A heart of righteousness. It was a clean heart. A heart of righteousness. A heart of righteous. A heart of right decision in the name of Jesus. A heart of forgiveness in the name of Jesus. A heart that want to know you, a heart that want to seek you, in the name of Jesus. Create a clean heart, in the name of Jesus. A heart of knowledge, a heart of wisdom, wisdom of God, not the wisdom of this age that is going to perish. A heart of humility, in the name of Jesus. It was a clean heart, a heart of humility, in the name of Jesus. A heart of gentleness, in the name of Jesus. A heart of long-suffering, in the name of Jesus. A heart of long-suffering, in the name of Jesus. No matter what, we will give up. We will give up. We will not give up. We will not give up, in the name of Jesus. When persecution comes, we will not give up, in the name of Jesus. When hardship comes, we will not give up, in the name of Jesus. When affliction comes to poke us here and there, we will not give up, in the name of Jesus. Father, a heart that will continue to follow you, no matter what, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstances, in the name of Jesus. In arama hironde karama mai kireme, in arama inai karama hironde, in arama hironde koromo. A heart of kindness, a heart of kindness. We are kind, we are soft with one another. A heart that is kind, a heart of kindness, a clean heart in a going out, in a coming in, a kind heart in the name of Jesus. A heart that is kind in the mighty name of Jesus. A heart that is kind in the name of Jesus. A heart of kindness, a heart of love. We are able to love one another. We are able to love even our enemies. We are able to love ourselves in the name of Jesus. Help us to love ourselves. Help me to love myself. Help. Pray now, God, help you to love your family, your children, your relatives, in the name of Jesus, as God loves you, in the name of Jesus. Help me to love my family. Help me to love my wife. Help me to love my children. Help me to love my brothers. Help me to love my sisters. Help me to love my relatives. Help me to love my friend, in the name of Jesus. Help me to love what I do, in the name of Jesus. In that going out, in that coming in, even in the dream, let it be so, in the name of Jesus. We cancel every plan on the enemy that will try to rotate this love and bring somebody's image and say, your brother now, your sister now is your enemy. They want to kill us. We cancel that spirit in the name of Jesus. We cancel that spirit in the name of Jesus. We cancel you in the name of Jesus. Imitation image in the name of Jesus. We cancel you in the name of Jesus. You strong man, we cancel you in the name of Jesus. You strong woman, we cancel you in the name of Jesus. You old lady, we cancel you in the name of Jesus. Old man in the body of a young woman, we cancel you in the name of Jesus. Old man in the body of a young man, we cancel you in the name of Jesus. You spirit of old man, you go in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blood today, O Lord. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your blood in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blood in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blood you shed on the cross in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blood. Your blood is powerful. Your blood, the blood of Jesus, will never lose its strength. We never lose its vigor. We never lose its power. Its power remains to the ends of the age. There's never be a time where we apply the blood of Jesus. It's not effective. It's the most effective instrument in the whole world, the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus set me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus set me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus is a powerful instrument. We set you free. We set me free, we set us free, we set your family, your relatives, in every areas of our life, in the name of Jesus. He will set us free, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we keep praying. Hallelujah. Now, the steps of a right man, they are ordered by the Lord. So let's pray now that whatever footstep or whatever step we take this year will be the one that He has ordained that we take. In fact, his footstep is the step we are taking. We don't want to take a step which He Himself, that is Jesus Himself, has not taken. So we will just put our he is going forward now, and we are putting our foot on His footprint. So He goes to the right, we goes to the right. He goes forward, we go forward. He stands still. We stand still. We are not going to move ahead of Him. Now, that spirit that will lead us to worry, to anger, to rush, like everyone else, or every other person else, who are not in the same faith with us, not recognizing who we are following, that spirit that made us to behave like that, cancel it now. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that will try to shake us, made us not to know who we are believing, now try to discourage us, try to cause deceitfulness, try to make us fear. A lot of fear everywhere now, but we cancel that spirit of fear You have not given us the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. You have given us a spirit of power. You have given us a spirit of love. You have given us a spirit of sound mind in the name of Jesus. We will not be filled with confusion. Confusion will not be our path in the name of Jesus. We will know the right thing to do because that's what you are doing. So we will just follow up. We will just do what you ask us to do in the name of Jesus. We will just go the area that you are going. And where you say we should go, we will go. In the name of Jesus, help us not to take a shortcut that does not belong to you, a shortcut that is of alternative to you. Any alternative is canceled in the name of Jesus. Any alternative other than you, O God, is canceled in the name of Jesus. Any area that our heart is leading us to, that is other than the heart that you want us to go, that you are not directing us to, we cancel in the name of Jesus. Release ourselves from those spirits, from those directions, from those heart desire in the name of Jesus. Release ourselves in the name of Jesus. Release yourself right now in the name of Jesus. Release ourselves right now in the name of Jesus. Release ourselves right now in the name of Jesus. Release yourself right now from any place that the Lord has not asked you to go. Release yourself from there in the name of Jesus. The place the Spirit of God will not go, you are not to go there. The Spirit of God is not welcome in that place, then don't go there in the name of Jesus. You yourself know in your heart, if not, the Lord will not come here. Because he will not lead you into temptation. So release yourself from there in the name of Jesus. I release myself from those directions in the name of Jesus. The step of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord. So let our step be ordered by him right now. I will be obedient to the prompt of the Spirit. I will be ordered. And I will be obedient to the Spirit prompting of the direction that you want me to go. So tell him that you'll be obedient to where he asks you to go. Be obedient to what he asks you to do. Be obedient to the Spirit of the living God that dwells in you. You will not be obedient to any contrary spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So we keep praying in the name of Jesus. Now, draw me nigh to you. So if we draw nigh to him, he will also draw nigh to us. Father, draw me close to you. Draw me closer to you. In the name of Jesus. Draw me close to you. That can come in the area that can come in the area of hardship. Because we want him to draw you closer to himself. So it might come in hardship. And it might come that he has to prune some stuff, some trash that he has to remove. To remove some stuff, way of life, and so on and so forth. You yourself know all these things that as we go, come close to him, everything has to be removed. Have to remove stuff. Hallelujah. so that our faith will grow. Okay? So, Father, draw us closer to you. In the name of Jesus, draw us closer. We want to be close to you. Close to you. In the name of Jesus. And not close to the things of this world. For the things of this world is going to pass away. But we are looking on you, O God, the author and finisher of our faith, the eternal and everlasting life. Draw us close to you, O God. Help me to hunger for your word. Help me to hunger for you. In the name of Jesus. Help me, O God, to hunger for you. In the name of Jesus. Help me to hunger. Help us to hunger for you, O God. In the name of Jesus. Help us to feel the desire for your word. For the things that pertain to your words. For the things that relate to you, O God. Help us to hunger for your word. Help us to know who you are. You know, Paul, our forefathers, was praying in the book of Philippians chapter 3. And he was saying in verse 10 that he will know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being conformed to his death. Father, we are praying that we may know you and that we might have that power of your resurrection and that we might fellowship with the suffering being conformed to his death. Remember, we just prayed not too long ago that draw us close to him. Here, it might pertain to fellowshipping of his suffering. Might be suffering that will come in the process of knowing him. You know, the scripture says, excuse me, 2 Timothy chapter 3, from verse 10 down, it says, yea, and all those who desire to live a godly life must suffer persecution. It will come. As long as we continue to live a godly life, there will be persecution. There will be people who will not like your lifestyle. They may not like the way you pray. They may not like the way you like the things of God. They will reject you. And they will reject whoever you are serving. They will persecute you in all forms. But if we are not experiencing persecution, it means we are not doing Christ's work. It means we are going in the same direction with the devil. We are just a friend to the devil. We are just a friend to the world. There's no impact, no difference, nothing. But when we are contrary, then persecution comes. Then you know you are living a godly life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, help us to know you. Help us to know who you really are. In the name of Jesus, who you really are. The true revelation of you, O God. The true impact of who you are. In the name of Jesus. I want to know you everywhere I go. I want your presence. In the name of Jesus. I desire in your presence. I desire in your mighty hands. In the mighty name of Jesus. My children want to know you. My family want to know you. My wife want to know you. My brothers, my sisters, they want to know you, who you are to them. In the name of Jesus. They want to see you, O God. My children want to experience you. They want to see you, O God. In the name of Jesus. May you answer their prayers. May you answer their requests. May you make yourself known to them. Let it be also to all youth today. schools in the name of Jesus. Help them to see you, O God. Reveal yourself to them in the name of Jesus. Help them, O God, to know who you are in the name of Jesus. Remove yourself from this, from where the council, the word of God of no effect. Make it of effect to them. Help them to see. Help them to see in the name of Jesus. There will be a change. A change in the outlook of who you are. A change in their lifestyle. A change in the way they look at their friends. A change in the way they look at life. In the name of Jesus. Father, we commit all schools into the hands of God right now. In the name of Jesus. All schools, all teachers, all students, staff, we release the Spirit of God to move in every areas of their life, in the libraries, in the classes, in the hostels, in the cafeteria, wherever they are. We need your guidance. In the sport arena, Father, we need you, God, in every area of their life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, help us to know that our life is hidden in you. That when you are revealed, we will also be revealed. Help us to know that our life is hidden in you. In the name of Jesus, help us to know, help my family to know, help our children to know that our life is hidden in you. Help our relatives to know, help the world to know that our life is hidden in you. In the name of Jesus, help us to walk in you. Help us to be rooted in you. Help us to be built up in you. Help us to be established in you. We have made up our mind to walk in you, O God. We have made up our mind to serve you. Therefore, help us to walk in you. Help us to live in you. Help us to be rooted and strong in you. And you know, the enemy comes and shake us like that. We are like rooted in you. We are not moved by the circumstances. We are not moved by the situations. We are not moved by what is going around us. But we are rooted strong in you, built up in you, and established in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And any nightmares, you know, in the dream. We all dream, except that most of us don't remember. Because we turn several times. So right now, any nightmares that comes, pray that God change it. That there be a change in the name of Jesus. Most of these nightmares may come because of our activities in the day. Maybe we have involved ourselves with all kinds of things that we have seen with our eye, which is good, that the enemy will now use that opportunity to come. So that's why we'll be praying that our heart be focused on the things of God. Our mind be focused on the things of God. We are meditating on these prayers. We renew our mind in the things of God. Renew our heart and focusing on the things of God, focusing on the scriptures. delighting ourselves with the desires of God, things that pertain to Him. Hallelujah. Not meditating on things that will not bring you to Him. Things that are not of God. Maybe meditating on, for example, somebody has hurt us, past pains, offense, which will always come. And the enemy can use that opportunity to come in the form of a nightmare, come in our dream. So release yourself from every spirit of nightmares in the name of Jesus. Release yourself from bad dreams. Remove yourself from every affairs with other spirits. Somebody comes to lie with you. Somebody comes to visit you in the dream. Release yourself in the name of Jesus. Release yourself in the name of Jesus. Release yourself in the name of Jesus. Father, release them in the name of Jesus. Release them in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that is not of God, visiting our friends, visiting our loved ones, visiting our families, visiting us in the dream, we release ourselves from them. In the name of Jesus. Take the key to that house, the key the spirit used to come, lock the door, and never give him that key. In the name of Jesus. Remove the key from that spirit. Remove the key from that demons. Remove the key from whatever person that person comes in the dream to visit you. Release yourself in the name of Jesus. I release myself in the name of Jesus. I release my entire household in the mighty name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we release our family, we release our friends, we release you in the name of Jesus from every evil influence in the dream, in the name of Jesus. Even when I'm awake, even when we are awake, we release ourselves from every evil influence. In the name of Jesus, whatever spirit it may be, you are flushed out. Flush them out in the name of Jesus. Flush them out in the name of Jesus. Flush them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Flush them out in the name of Jesus. Flush them out from your career, from your businesses, from your job, from your family. Flush them out from your health, that you might have good health. Flush them out from your organs. In the name of Jesus. Flush them out from your heart. Release yourself from them. In the name of Jesus. Father, I flush them out from my organs. I flush them out from my blood. I flush them out from my fluid. I flush them out from my bones. I flush them out from my tissues, every part of my life. Flush whatever spirit that is not of God from them in the name of Jesus. Set yourself free right now. In the name of Jesus, set yourself free. The Lord has given you the power over enemy. In the name of Jesus, has given you power over principalities and power. In the name of Jesus. Release yourself right now. Set yourself free right now. In the name of Jesus. In Aramai Nai Karama Hirunni Karama Karama Mai Kurumo. In Aramai Hirunni Kirimama Sakarama Mai Kirimi. Stand strongly right now in the name of Jesus. Stand strongly right now in the name of Jesus. Stand strongly right now in the name of Jesus. Stand strongly in the name of Jesus. We release ourselves from every forms of nightmare, every bad dreams, every bad influence any influence that will come that is not from you, O God, we reject it. Any advice from anyone that is not from you, we reject it. Any strong man that will come, we reject it. Any spirit that is not of God that meet us in the dream, you are flushed out of our life. You are flushed out from our family. You are flushed out from our career. You are flushed out from our businesses. You are flushed out from our wives. You are flushed out from our children. Everybody, you are flushed out in the name of Jesus. Whatever spirit it may be it from generations, be it from family, be it from myself or anyone, any spirit that is not of God, flush you out in the name of Jesus. We flush you out in the name of Jesus. We flush you out in the name of Jesus. Any spirit of limitation, we are not able to move forward. We are always procrastinating, always saying tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. You are flushed out today in the name of Jesus. Cease to have any influence in the name of Jesus. Cease to have any influence in the name of Jesus. You spirit of procrastination, you spirit of limitation, you spirit of stagnation, be flushed out by the blood of Jesus. Be flushed out in the mighty name of Jesus. Be flushed out by the power of the Holy Ghost. Be flushed out in the name of Jesus Christ. Be flushed out. Be flushed out. You spirit of stagnation. You spirit of backwardness. You spirit of disappointment. You spirit of limitation. You spirit of circle of limitation. You spirit of sickness. You spirit of infirmities. You spirit of diseases. Whatever it may be, it's no hiding place for you. You cannot hide in the bloodstream. You cannot hide in the fluid. You cannot hide in the organs. You cannot hide in the eye, the ear, nose, mouth, hands, legs, the parts of the body. There's no hiding place for you. Why? Because the body belongs to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God dwells in the body. Belongs to our Lord Jesus. You, Satan, it doesn't belong to you. You, demon, it doesn't belong to you. The body belongs to the Lord and Master Jesus Christ. And I hope you hear that. It belongs to you. It belongs to the Lord. Therefore, pack all your belongings, pack all your leaves, pack all your tools, pack all your rings, pack all your marriage, your bedspread, your cooking pot, your things. Pack everything that belongs to you and goes to where you belong. In the name of Jesus, there's no place for you. Any plant the Father has not planted in the body, you have to be uprooted. Be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Any plant that you have planted in the course of staying, uproot it by yourself. Be uprooted in the name of Jesus. You demon, uproot whatever plant you have planted. The Father has not given you permission to plant. Be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Every plant the Father has not planted in our life, in our career, in our business, in our children, in our relatives, that is causing us not to move forward, causing us to have sickness, causing us to have stagnation, causing us to have circle of limitation, causing us to have disappointment, be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Be uprooted by the power of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. I say, be uprooted in the name of Jesus. everything that you have planted, sicknesses, infirmities, backwardness, be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Remove yourself from our life. Remove yourself from our career. Remove yourself from our head. Remove yourself from our family. Remove yourself from our children. Remove yourself from our jobs. Remove yourself from our businesses. Remove yourself from our ministry. In the name of Jesus, be removed in the name of Jesus. Be removed in the name of Jesus. Keep on praying. I said, be removed in the name of Jesus. We cancel every of your plans in the name of Jesus. Every plan that you planted in the name of Jesus that the Father has not planted in our guiding, has not planted in our life, has not planted in our children, has not planted in the schools, has not planted in the nations. Pray for your nations now. Pray for your nations. Very, very important. Intercede for your family. I mean, for your leaders. In the name of Jesus, ask for God's intervention in the administration, in the governing. Excuse me, in the affairs of the nations. So pray for your nation. God's intervention. In the name of Jesus.